Honorable Mayor Patrick Taylor and our Ask the Mayor Public Affairs program aired every Sunday morning at 7:05 and then worldwide at WHLC.com. The town board meeting on the 21st, we're reviewing the hot wire contract, and then, it's still, the beat goes on.
People have been wondering why this has not been approved. We've gone through a lot of back and forth with attorneys representing the town and the attorneys representing Hotwire. We're at a point where we've constructed the fiber network. The board has been given a copy of that contract for their review that they've been looking at now for 2 weeks. I'm ready to approve this contract and move forward and get Hotwire here in town and begin the service that so many people would like to see happen.
The annexation of the Ellis request, and that's right next to Ravenel. That's on the agenda.
That's right. We will have an annexation public hearing, and it is the property next to Ravenel. I just wanted to say this. We've done several annexations in the last few months, and people might be wondering, what is the main criteria? And here's what I would say. All the properties we've annexed are contiguous and next to the town limits. That's kind of a general guideline in principle, that if you abut the town limits and would like to be annexed, you can make a request. There's a process that our planners take anyone petitioning to be annexed through, and then the board will set up a public hearing, and after a public hearing, a decision is made as to whether that property should be annexed and brought into the town. That will be the process that we'll be following with this annexation request also.
I know that our owner, Chuck Cooper, will be probably listening on this one, the issue of the cell tower. That's where our WHLC tower is, and also Verizon doing their thing.
That's correct. And, there's been some issues about location of the antenna for the cell service that Verizon provides. If you recall, a number of years ago, to entice Verizon to enhance their cell service, the town took some drawings and specifications that they had developed for locating on that tower. We did that to the tune of about $50,000, and then they came and installed cell tower antennae on that tower, and HLC was moved up. And there's still some issues about the co-location and the spacing and so forth. And we'll be reviewing that at this next meeting. Our town manager and Matt Shuler of our IT department will be providing a report, and we will have a discussion ensuing.
Now, there's some good news and some sort of half and half kind of news with our COVID-19 nationwide. Seems as if some of the transmission has gone down, and maybe locally we're still having an issue. So what to do about masks for Halloween? Localize it here.
Kay McCann, the director of the chamber, and they put on the Halloween event every Halloween, where we block off downtown and we have thousands of people downtown, and we have children walking in their costumes and adults. So it's a great event, but right now we have a mask requirement where we want people to wear masks inside businesses and also inside the business district on sidewalks and streets. We want people to be masked. The big question is this: should we continue that with the Halloween celebration, or should we maybe say if you're an adult, you wear a mask, but if you're a child, you don't have to? Or how do we now evaluate where we are on this mask requirement? I know Tom Neal and our medical folks, when we implemented that, wanted the mask because we've been a hot spot with the positivity rate on testing extremely high, 17%, 18% and higher. We've also have witnessed a gradual but steady increase in the death rate. I'm sorry to say that, but we've been seeing a rise in people losing their lives to COVID in Macon County. Our emergency services and our medical facilities have been stressed. Now, where we'll be at the end of the month and what we should continue to do and what we should stop doing is something that I want the board to weigh in on, and let's have a discussion and make some decisions on where we go with addressing this COVID issue at this point in time.
I'm also on that town board meeting on Thursday the 21st. You're going to be coming up with a presentation or reviewing the short-term rentals and where we are with that.
There'll be an update, a report. I will be giving the report, and basically it will be an update about our attorneys, how they are reviewing the situation with short-term rentals. They've been looking at our ordinances and have been reviewing what other communities do also and what the state allows, what the courts have ruled on. So they've been processing all this information. At a point in time, after this board meeting, we will be then going public and having some ideas presented about how to proceed with this review and address this issue. And I know some people think that we're going to do this all covertly, but that's not the case. There'll be a point where it will be a public review where we'll be bringing in people like our planning board and the town board to review this. And what I want to see is the process to continue and move forward without delay.